Righto, Juice. Triple M Rock and Footy from 5:30 tonight, the Friday huddle. But let's talk to a man who got the job done on the big stage last night. The Crows, big winners over GWS, now straight through to a prelim final. And Daniel Talia joins us on the Rush Hour. Tales, welcome to the Rush Hour and a big fat congratulations, mate. Well played by yourself and your team.
Yeah, thanks, Louis Jar. Thanks for having me. And yeah, it's a great feeling to be here tonight after having a win last night and having a week off and getting ready to go for a prelim. It's exciting.
Oh, Daniel, fast, slick, beautiful to watch. The pressure was outstanding for four quarters, attacking football. You must have been pleased. You've been a senior player, a great leader of our footy club. Pikey would have been delighted after the game in the rooms with you boys.
Yeah, he was pumped. And you know, as a leader of the club, I was pumped as well. You know, just the way we won, I think our contest and our appetite for, you know, getting at the opposition and every guy doing it, I think, was the most pleasing part. And you know you got a pretty special side when you got 22 guys buying in and really having a crack. So I think we've done it most of the year, but to do it on a big stage in a big night for the footy club was pretty pleasing.
Tales, you're killing me, you boys, because I'm, you know, trying to get the funny stuff out on the Rush Hour, and I'm going with lovely boys and everything about, but you're playing tough, hard footy. Then I used to go with the Crouch sisters, and now they're superstars. The only thing I've got left, the only thing I got left from last night is Edward Brickhands, and that's Tex. I honestly thought at one point there, and I've heard this on off rumour that the Volley Roos are looking for him because he's such a good setter of the ball these days. They might be giving him a buzz, but I tell you what, mate, I was most impressed again, and just that intensity to get the ball back and defend. I think that has been the thing that separated you guys all year.
Yeah, it's funny you say that about Tex. It's probably the week off that got him, but yeah, no, it was. It was a great night, and I thought our ability to get at him and not give him time to move the ball helped us get it back, and we've played really well in wet conditions all year, and I think that really suited us as well. So, yeah, look, it was a good win, but we're looking forward to 2 weeks and having a crack at the big dance.
Daniel, there's always a heartbreak story in football. It's been going on for 100 years, and we got a feel for young Brody Smith, devastated about the knee last night. He's got to get the ACL done. So you boys now have got something even more extra to play for, not only in the prelim, but when you get to the grand final. How is he? And yeah, it's something that the boys have to move on from, don't they?
Yeah. I went through the same thing back in 2012 when I broke my arm and missed the prelim. And it's a weird feeling, you know. You play all year and you work so hard to get there, and then to, you know, have an injury that you're out for the rest of the year, and you have to watch the boys play in a big game. It's something that you never want to go through. So I know how Smitty's feeling, and it's going to be a tough, you know, couple of weeks for him, but it's just one of those sad stories, and there's not much you can do about it. So he's going to have to take a couple of days to just get his head right, because I know how much he'd, you know, be hurting and his head would be spinning. But once he gets back at the club, he's just got to, you know, try and help the group, and we'll get around him and his family and try and keep him up, and hopefully cracks a few gags because he's a pretty funny bloke. So, we're still going to need him, and he'll keep the, you know, morale of the group up come the end of September.
You're a club, you do that very well, and we've seen that with Sauce already, who's obviously going through a tough one today with the funeral of his brother. Hey, Tales, have you put much thought into it? The fact, obviously, you didn't go to Perth and then played in there, you're going to have another rest. It's been the great unknown with the bye round that now exists after round 23. The two teams last year got rock and rolled, the guys that went straight through to the prelims. How have the discussions been with the group about what you're going to do during this break period, and probably you and Tex in particular, given the fact that you had to miss that Perth trip? So you're going to have a sort of one-on-one-off mentality for a couple of weeks and two games in probably 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think probably the best way to attack it is just with our training. And, you know, I got three sessions in last week, three really big ones, and I didn't feel like I lost too much touch. So it's probably going to be, you know, the same type of thing leading into the next round. You know, have a lot of match sim, a lot of competitive stuff, you know, probably me and Tex against each other at training, and just keep that up. You don't want to lose too much of that touch. So, you know, I was a bit sore at the end of the year, and I know Tex was as well. So it's kind of been a bit of a blessing in disguise just to get those couple of weeks off and allow the, you know, little injuries we've been carrying just to, you know, rest up and try and go into a game, you know, really fresh. And I think that's how the whole team's going to have to approach as well this week.
So, Tales, a lot being written and said about how you guys presented for the national anthem. Was there any method behind that, by not linking arms and sort of looking spread, neat, strong?
Yeah, no, it wasn't, you know, anything in particular. We just didn't want to stand with our arms around us. We thought, you know, standing there in the same position, we weren't trying to intimidate or anything, but we just thought it looked a bit stronger. So, yeah, we went with that, and that was, you know, all the boys' call, and that's how it panned out. So, yeah, it's funny everyone's, you know, saying we're coming with this plan, but it's just the way we stood, to be honest.
Well, enjoy it, mate.
Well done, buddy.
As you already know, it's the best time of year, and you are so close now. So train hard, enjoy, have some fun, passing on our best to Smitty and Sauce as well, and all the rest of the boys on a job well done.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Daniel Talley of the Adelaide Crows on Jars and Louis 104.7 Triple M. Back to preview the big Port Adelaide game and, of course, the blockbuster at the G, the Tigers taking on the Cats.